Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord and good morning, brothers and sisters. How are you doing today? I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We are here Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Today is day 82 of our last 100 days. Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to 2018. Our topic for today is get naked. Whew, I know that hit you, didn't it? Get naked. And our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 10. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you these few announcements. Number one, make sure you're working this challenge with us. This is so powerful. It is our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we are counting down the last 100 days of this year to usher in our fruitful 2018. Each day of the challenge has a new topic and a new task for us to work. If you have not been working the challenge, you can catch up on every day you've missed on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. And you can also order your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal to work the challenge from feeldfire.com. Number two, I will be ministering at a women's empowerment brunch that's going to be coming up in Jackson, Mississippi. I'll give you more details as the host evangelist gets everything together, but I am very excited about that. So I want to let you know she will have tickets available. And as I get more information, I'll share it with you. But we're going to have a great time empowering women from and through the word of the Lord. And then finally, thanks to all of you who tuned in last night to my law office's UBD jury broadcast. It was on fire. I mean, we had callers from all over the nation, and they were dealing with, or we were dealing with, social injustice and racism, whether or not the country is more divided racially, or if people are just too sensitive. If you missed that broadcast, you can hear the recording on my law office site at callrossiwilliams.com. That's C-A-L-L, call, Rossi, R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com. So go back and hear that. Well, by now, and those are our announcements. More details are on the feeldthefire.com website. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 10, and I'm reading from the KJV. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. I'll read that again, because this is so powerful as we remove all clutter. And he said, this is Adam speaking, I heard thy voice in the garden, meaning he heard the Lord's voice. And I was afraid because I was naked, glory, and I hid myself. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Get naked. In this scripture that I just read for you this morning, Adam was hiding from the Lord. And it's interesting that he was hiding from the Lord, his creator, the Lord who not only created him, but whom had directly communed, fellowship, and spoken with him. That same Lord who said to him, it's not good for you to be alone, so I'm going to make this helpmeet for you, took out of Adam's rib and made the woman and brought her to him. That same God with whom Adam had the privilege of having direct communication. But on this particular day, something within Adam changed. God had not changed. God was still seeking to commune with him. God was still walking in the midst of the garden. Adam, Adam, where are you? Not because God didn't know where Adam was, because you see, God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. But because something about the relationship changed due to Adam's action. So then Adam comes out and he said, well, I heard you calling me, Father. You know, I knew that you were in the midst of my presence in the garden, just like you've always been. But this time I felt shameful. This time I felt dirty. This time I felt unworthy to come before you. Well, why is that, Adam? Well, because I knew that I was naked. And then the Bible goes on to where the Lord says, well, who told you you were naked? I mean, from the day that I've made you and put you out here, nothing has changed on my part. You've been naked this whole time. But who told you all of a sudden that you were naked and that the nakedness was something to be ashamed of and that there were flaws and vulnerabilities within you? Who told you that? Well, wait a minute. Adam said, well, you know, see, it's this woman you gave to me. She gave me this fruit to eat from that tree that you told me not to eat from. And once I did that, once I disobeyed you, Lord, then my eyes were open to things that I never previously had to focus on. Because you were covering me 100% all the time. But once I disobeyed you, I realized that I was naked. I realized my flaws. I realized that I was imperfect. I realized that I had fallacy. I realized that I had the capability to sin. I realized that I had the capability to sever the relationship with you. I realized that the only reason I'd had perfection in the first place was due to you covering me. As we work this challenge, today I'm going to be challenging you to get naked before the Lord. You see, we don't really like to get naked unless it's in the darkness. Oh, come on. This is some powerful word. Because when you get naked in the darkness, it hides all of your flaws. When you get naked before a photoshopped picture, when you get naked before a filtered camera, when you get naked and then you can go back and touch up everything before it's put out there. See, it's okay because you can hide your imperfections. But part of working this challenge is that we have to be willing to get totally naked before the Lord. We have to be willing to expose ourselves in our imperfection, every flaw, every sin, everything that's outside of the Word of God, to be able to remove all clutter so that we can usher in our fruitful 2018. And not only usher in our fruitful 2018, but as I taught you on Friday, when the topic was seasons, begin to live in an everlasting overarching season of victory. It requires us to get naked, to deal with the core of who we are. Our biases, our prejudices, our bad attitudes, our sinful thoughts. It requires us to deal with prior and current relationships, who we've done wrong and who we've allowed to do wrong to us, Why did we do them wrong, and why did we allow someone else to do us wrong? What about our self-esteem? What about our ability to speak up for ourselves? You know, I'm working this challenge with one of my best friends, and right now she's working on what she calls finding her voice. She's very successful, just a great person. But she's very soft-spoken, and many times people run all over her. They take her meekness for weakness. And so she's learning how to find her voice. And she always says to me, I wish I could just speak up like you do. And I say, well, I wish I could learn to be more quiet like you are. Being naked. As you work this challenge, you're going to have to get rid of the hypocrisy. Get rid of, you know, that facade that we put out there to everyone else. Always smiling, always pretending everything is perfect. Because the only way that you're really going to remove all spiritual and natural clutter is to take yourself to the mirror. The spiritual mirror and the natural mirror. To identify the flaws and let God work through you, purge you, and cleanse you so that you can live the best days of your life. In the book of James chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible says that a person who hears the word but doesn't do it is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, who then walks away and immediately forgets what he looks like. You got to be willing to get naked. Malcolm X said, a man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. You got to be willing to get naked. Find out what your purpose is. What are your passions? What is the core of you? What is it that you fight for? You know, I can sum me up in one sentence. Evangelism is my call. Fighting injustice is my purpose. Evangelism, saving souls, spreading the word of God, spreading this gospel, that's my call. And that is the office that I hold. It's my core that I'm going to witness because I'm an evangelist. Fighting injustice is my purpose. I do that through my profession as an attorney and a registered nurse. That's my purpose. Whenever I see racial, and I can hone it down for you to racial and spiritual injustice, I have to speak up. I can't help it. That's my purpose. So until you are willing to get naked, because see, to get to that point, to find out who I was, I had to get naked. I had to deal with why I was successful in some things but not in others. Why some things would immediately incite a passion or rage in me, and others I could look at and not care two beans about it. Doesn't mean it wasn't important. It just wasn't my cause. Why I wasn't successful in my marriage. See, you got to get naked with the Lord. What are my core beliefs? Why am I disobedient in some things but obedient in others? You got to be willing to get naked. And when you are willing to get naked, that's when you can begin to live your best life now. When you're willing to get naked before your husband or wife, not just in the safety of the darkness, but to get naked and tell them, these are my flaws. These are the things I'm grappling with about our marriage in my own mind. That's when your marriage will get better. When you're willing to get naked before your children, these are the issues that I'm seeing, whether they're grown or whether they're minors. These are the issues here. These are the things I'm seeing that I'm not liking. They're not favorable. This is the way you're responding to me. That is not favorable. It's disrespectful. That's when the relationship with your children can move forward. When you are willing to get naked before your colleagues or your boss on the job, this is where I need to go, but I'm not here. This is what I see happening. I'm not happy with it. This is the promotion I seek. What do I need to do to get better? When you're willing to get naked before your friends, when you're willing to be vulnerable at church and find out where you're really supposed to be and quit serving on ministries that have nothing to do with the purpose that God has for your life and really get plugged in. When you are willing to get naked before yourself, that is when you can remove the clutter. That is when the victory comes. That is when your freedom rings. That is when your liberation shines through. That is when you begin to live your best life now. when you stop being ashamed and when you're willing to confess to the Lord, I was naked and I hid because I disobeyed you. Now I need to come back into right standing. Our time is run. Let's get ready to go into prayer. I know this is powerful. Oh, I know this is doing something to you right now. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. As I go into prayer, just say, I'm getting naked before you, Lord. Speak it out. I'm getting naked before you, Lord. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We praise you. We honor you. This is such a right now powerful word. This is a challenging word because, Lord, you are forcing us to remove the clutter that is keeping us from living our best lives now. Because even if we live in a good life, you designed for us to live a best life. Even if we're living a better life, you designed for us to live our best lives. And even if we believe that we're living our best life, that is only through the boundary of our knowledge of what our best lives are. But your word taught us in 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that you have prepared for those that love you. So even in our conceptualization of our best life, it is still inferior to what your actual best life is for us. Father, help us to admit our sins, to admit our faults, so that we can come out of hiding and say, I was naked, Lord, because I disobeyed you. It changed the relationship. It did something to my spirit. It severed what I had with you. And so I hid myself because I was ashamed. But Father, now I come, submitting myself to you, asking me forgiveness of every sin. I come worshiping you, Lord, finding that relationship with you again, finding my purpose and my cause, finding my call and my joy. I come, Lord, saying that no longer will I operate fruitlessly. I'm naked before you, God. Wash me and cleanse me. Purify me. Make me clean, Lord. I'm naked before you, Lord. Fix my marriage. Fix my relationships. Fix my children. Fix me, God. Fix the situation on my job. I'm naked before you, Lord. Fix my depression. Fix my finances. I'm naked before you, Lord. Fix my anger. Fix my bitterness. Fix my retaliation. Fix my revenge. Fix my bad thoughts. Fix my low self-esteem. I'm naked before you, Lord. Fix my self-doubt. I'm naked before you, Lord. Fix my family, God. Give me that promotion. Help me to lose weight. I'm naked before you, Lord. Bless, 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 bless. I'm naked before you, Lord. Fix me. I want to look in the mirror and see what I really look like. I want to see my imperfections fall off. I want to see my sins be shed. I want to see me be whom you called me to be. So I come naked. I'm out of hiding now. I'm naked before you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we come in agreement with everyone listening. Now and those with whom they will share this later, and those whom they are working this challenge with, that we are naked before you, Lord, and we receive your healing. We receive your forgiveness. We receive your liberation. We receive your grace and mercy. We receive your blessings right now. And we are forgiven. In Jesus' name, let everyone listen and say, amen. Come on, I got to give you our task for today of the challenge. But I just need you right quickly to say, I am forgiven. Say it again, I am forgiven. Ooh, this ought to be doing something. Say, I am forgiven. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. You're forgiven. If you are backslidden, you're forgiven now. If you were not saved, you are forgiven now because you were naked before the Lord. Let me give you our task, and then we're going to end with our song of today. Today is day 82 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to our fruitful 2018. Our topic for today is Get Naked. Your challenge for today, you need to make sure that your task, writing this down in your journal, make sure you order the journal if you haven't gotten it so you can catch up from fieldfire.com. Your task for today, now that you got naked, is for you to write down in your journal every imperfection that you saw, everything that God revealed to you because we're going to work on that throughout the rest of this week. Because now that you've gotten naked, I got to show you what to do since God has shown you where you are. So I need you to write down all of the imperfections and flaws. Then I need you to go back to Friday's task where I told you to write down, basically, if your life could be any way that you wanted it, to write that down. And we got to work on getting you from today, naked and imperfect, to where you're supposed to be in your season. All right, our song that we're going to end with today is I Found My Hallelujah in You. Because now that you've gone back to the Lord to get this relationship right with him again, you found your hallelujah in the Lord. You've mended the relationship. Remember, share this with at least three people. All you need to do is send them to feelthefire.com from their phones, tablets, desktops. They'll be able to hear this broadcast after 8 a.m. Eastern. And make sure you're working this challenge with at least one person. You're supposed to have an accountability partner, and you guys are supposed to be reviewing this every day. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Go to feelthefire.com. Get naked. Let me tell you something. Getting naked before someone in the daylight means you have to trust them. Do you trust God? Trust him. Get naked so that he can clothe you. Go to feelthefire.com and I'll see you again at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge.